in Seattle,
Seattle.
And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you,
because
we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandDonceDown.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at RonandDon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to a real estate-only edition of the Ron and Don Show. It's just one segment. It usually goes about 15 minutes. And we try to talk about things that we're learning in our real estate business that might help you if you're a buyer, a seller, investor. You might even be another agent. Maybe you're a newer agent. So hopefully we share some things here that will be helpful to you. Many months ago, we got a notice from a young woman by the name of Katie that listens to the Ron and Don Show and listened to us on terrestrial radio. And she said that her mom was going through a life transition. Her mom's name is Sharon. Sharon was married to Jim. And they lived down in Tacoma in a really cool house on a creek down in Tacoma. And Jim had been sick for a little while, and Jim ended up passing away in the house. Katie had reached out to us, and in fact, we did a sit-down. Our first sit-down call was with Katie and with her mom, Sharon. And what we tried to do in that moment is really assess kind of where Sharon was at on her real estate journey, and we tried to figure out if we could help. You remember that phone call?
I do, and this is the same for everyone that does sit down. Are we going to be a good team with each other? And sometimes the answer is no. Like we've had situations where it's just like, hey, we're not vibing with you, or I don't think our goals are aligned, and so we can help you find the right agent for you, but that's not going to be us. Most of the time, though, if someone has followed us on the radio or listens to the podcast, that we do. It's like almost like meeting an old friend that, you know, they're familiar with us. We get to meet them, and they've sort of have some sort of touchstone along the way. And with Sharon, you could just tell that she seemed ready. The thing I remember from that phone call is like that we were intersecting with her life at a time where a lot of stuff had already happened.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really beautiful. We do a sit down online, and then I typically go to the house and I'll sit down with whoever our new client is. And in this case, it was Sharon. So I sat down with her. We had a cup of coffee. She made cookies. It was really great. And she talked about, she just knew if she stayed in this house for too long that it would begin to be a trap, right? And as we get older and you study longevity, think about the things that are important, making sure that you eat right. Sometimes when you live alone, you don't eat right. You lose the structure of it. When you have a partner there or you have kids around, there's a structure of what are we going to have for breakfast? Mom, what's for lunch? What are we having for dinner? As you get older, sometimes that structure goes away and people don't eat right. And their nutrition is HIT. So you have to be careful with that. The other thing is you don't have those social connections. You're not talking with someone every day. Like maybe you would talk with your partner. And as you get older, think about this. A lot of your friends now have passed, or some of your friends are in memory care, or some of your friends have moved away to a Sun Belt or whatever that is.
Very easy to get isolated.
Yeah. So she is so smart. And she said, you know what? It's time for me. I'm going to honor my husband, but it's time for me to go through my things here. And it is time to sell this home. And this home then becomes really the piggy bank for the rest of her life, right? And she was so positive and wonderful about this and so smart. I learned a lot from the times I went down there and I sat at the table with her. So then we came back down. We brought the team and we brought some of our contractors. We looked at the house. Sharon was hoping to get, initially, she had written a letter to herself. And in this letter, she was hoping to get over $500,000 for this house. We spent probably, I don't know, under $40,000 on this particular house. And as a result of that, we just sold this house in the nines a couple weeks ago down in Tacoma. And as a result of that, we thought, you know what? It'd be really fun to sit down with you again. And so she had called us. We called her. We said, hey, let's meet at South Center. Let's have a lunch together. And before I left Sharon's house, and I've done this on a couple other properties, there was something that her husband had made that was hanging on the gate. And it was their last name along with their address. And so what I did is I tore it off the gate and I handed it to you. What did you do with it?
Yeah, and we have a friend named Dave. Shout out to Dave, who's a really talented painter and artist. And so we hired him to kind of modify this thing into a piece of art, which he did. So he took it home, he painted, did some cool painting stuff, made it able to be hung on the wall, and wrapped it up in bubble wrap. And it's a very charming thing if you know what it is.
Yeah. So we were able to pay Dave for doing his great artwork, and then we were able to hand this to Sharon today, which was really lovely. And I think she really loved it, and she can take that now and hang that up in her new place. And she's living somewhere now where she has great connections with other men and women. It was really fun to sit with her today and see how vibrant she was, to hear the trip she's going on. And she just, you know, heading into her 80s now, she's just really full of love and life, right?
Yeah, and I echo what you said. It's encouraging to see. I also kind of want to give a shout out to men in the audience too, that it's okay to make this transition. I think a lot of men are afraid or dig their heels in, say, this is my home. This is my castle. This is where all my stuff is. I'm staying here till the day I die. It's okay if you're starting to feel isolated and maybe you're not going into work every day and maybe your friends are passed away or moved or whatever. To maybe think about that before you die. Say, hey, honey, we're rattling around this house. We raised our kids. And she talked about in the place where she lives now that a few couples have moved in, and it's great for the couples because the man now can come in to the restaurant room and see other men kind of his own age, and they can do movie night, or they can go play cards.
Yeah.
Or they can take the van and go do something with each other. And you know, it's there every night. There's that built-in thing where you can go down there and you know that Bob's going to be there. You know that Jim's going to be there. You know that, hey, I can go in, and now when football season rolls around, we can watch the games together, and you have this built-in network where a lot of men get stubborn, isolated, they withdraw and pull back. And so it just made me think of, A, how brave and smart she was to go, yeah, I don't need this over 3,000 square foot house by myself. I don't need a garage packed full of tools and things. What I need is human beings.
Yeah.
And I need a support network. And so she was able to see that clearly. And I think for a lot of people, that's they wait too long.
Yeah.
Like they wait till the fuse is 1 millimeter long and then go, okay, I guess it's time. I think the time was before that.
Yeah.
Where you still have some, to mix metaphors, some tread on the tire, and you can get out there. And it does, I think, energize you to know. And I see my own father going through this right now in his 80s. He goes down to the community pool, and he knows everybody at the pool. So not only is it his exercise for the day, but he gets to see friends. And they talk about stuff, and their kids will visit them, and he gets to meet their families, hang out at the pool, and yes, do his exercise, but also see people in his world almost every day.
Yeah. Well, something that happened today, and we'll end the story here, that I was really touched by, is I learned a lot about Sharon when I would go down, and we'd sit at her kitchen table, and she would make me coffee, and we would eat, I think they were molasses cookies. They were really good. It's the last time that I had a cookie because I love cookies, you guys. If I had chocolate milk, cherry pie, and just cookies in my refrigerator and a couple tacos every once in a while, I would be so happy. Like I could just live on that.
You would probably be about 400 pounds, but you would be happy.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, she wanted to make cookies for us today, and she did something really cool when we walked in. And this is what I love about the sit down, because it started with a sit down online. Then we sat down at her dinner table where she used to sit with Jim. And then we transformed this house. we sold this house in a really lovely way, and everyone on our team, from Brian and Zach and Adrian and John, just our team is so lovely, so proud of our team. Knowing that we're able to put a lot more money in her bank account than she expected so that she can live a great long life, because I think she's going to be around for a long time. And what was really cool is what she walked in with today for us, a kind of our final, and it's not going to be our final sit down, but kind of our final sit down of this transaction when we all sat down to have a lunch together. She brought us something.
Me, you, and Mara was there as well, our team member, a box of cookies from a place called Love's, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was funny on the way home. I was like, O'Neill, you want a road cookie? You're like, no, I'm good. And then about halfway home, I think I want that road cookie now. So I had to reach back in the back seat. And you devoured the road cookie. Holy cow, you inhaled that thing. Yeah.
Good news is we're going to have a client appreciation party coming up this summer. Sharon's going to be there, and she's going to get to meet some of our other clients. And really, our clients, they just become our friends. I tell you, the people that we don't end up working with are usually the people that we know long term. We would never be friends with them, and they would never be friends with us. And it's not a good fit, in that we value things differently. And also trust. When I don't feel like somebody trusts me, I don't want to work with them. A lot of you trust us because we've done college radio together for so many years on terrestrial radio. And we know that, we get that, and we do not take it for granted. And we don't take advantage of the trust that people have in us. And Sharon said a couple times when she sat down to write these checks for some of the work that we did on her house, she said, my hands were shaking because these are some of the biggest checks that I've ever written. She said, but I trusted you.
Right.
If she wouldn't have written those checks, if we wouldn't have spent the 40 some odd thousand dollars that we spent, we wouldn't have got the result that we got. And so there is a lot of trust in there. People do have
talked about it is she had to go back and give the mailbox key to the new owner. Uh-huh. And so he happened to be there when she was dropping off the mailbox key.
Oh, beautiful.
And she was proud of what she had sold this person, and they were proud to be the new owner.
Yeah.
And so you're not going, I hope they don't go into the basement. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's not this cringy thing. It's like, hey, I am proud of what I gave to you, and I was a good steward of this, and I hope you love it as much as I loved it. And the condition of the property when we gave it over was great. There's one moment though, and I think you were probably going to talk about it. When her husband had passed, she was doing a lot of soul searching, as people do. And so she said at one point she was reading a book or someone talking. They said, write yourself a letter of what you want. Like your life has been in a big transition, write yourself a letter. And she had a piece of spiral notebook paper that she took out of her purse. And she read a couple things that are private. But one of the things is she's like, I want to sell my house for this, at least this amount of money by this date. And she's like, thank you to the universe for bringing me the real estate agent that I can trust and is going to work well with me. However she wrote it in this letter. And it happened better than every single thing that she had written on that paper. But it was an important step for many people where you have to give yourself permission to make a change, plant your flag in the ground, and go, I'm going this direction now. And if you've been headed that direction for 40 years, that's no easy task to say, now we're going this direction.
Yeah.
But when life throws you that big of a curveball, I was very proud of her for doing that.
And I was very proud. She was very wise. She spoke that into the universe. She wrote it down. You know, the three most powerful words in the English language are, I love you. The three most important are, write it down. She wrote it down. And she wrote it down before she met us. And then when she read us this letter, she was describing our new friendship with her. And everything that she asked for and that she spoke into the universe was in that letter that she read to us. And she just pulled it out of her purse at the end of lunch and she read it to us and then she tucked it back. So anyway, I'm so glad that she was able to stop by and see the new man with his daughter living in that house, having a great life. I guess a 3-year-old is going to live there now. And, And she honored that. And she still talks to her husband every day in her own way, which is a very beautiful thing. Just a very beautiful thing and a very wise woman. And we continue to learn a lot more from our clients than I've had our clients learn from us. So it all started with a Ronnie Don sit down. If it's time for you to write a letter and put it in your purse and reach out to us, all you got to do is do what?
Yeah, go to ronandonsitdown.com. You can email me directly if you want to start it off that way, ron@ronandon.com. And I think my phone number is actually on the website, so just call me if either of those things doesn't work for you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this real estate only edition of the Ron and Don Show. Don't forget, we're regional realtors. And so we work out anywhere in the state of Washington, anywhere you are, chances are we can help. And if it's not us, we'll help you find somebody that is the right fit for you. Head up, shoulders back. We'll see you next time. You're listening to the Ron and Don Show.
All right!
On the Ron and Don Radio Network.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back. And keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only!
Only.
Only!
Only.
Only!
Only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.